Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Producer Dawn McClain hangs with us for our first hour every day as well.
I wonder who the weirdest one of the three of us is based on this story that Dawn's about to tell us about.
Oh.
I think, depending on the day.
I think it's Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn's like more genuinely, disturbingly weird, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Wow, thank you. Very original.
Mine's like a wacky weird. Donna's is a, she was cryogenically frozen. She's in the wrong era weird. Dawn's is different, though. Oh. What's up with this thing called the lamb?
Oh, it's just called lamb.
Oh, lamb.
Oh, just lamb. Lamb.
Oh, this is from A24, the production company. I love A24. They always put out interesting, independent type of films
that you're not going to see.
Yes, it's Brad Pitt's studio or his project. He's a part of it. He has partners. So lamb is, I saw the trailer for this a while ago, and it was so interesting. It starts off with a couple of farmers. I don't think there's any dialogue at all.
Oh!
And then, you know, they are farming sheep, and then there is a sheep birth, and then they look down, and they are shocked. The next shot is them, the mother, sort of running through the field with the lamb child dressed in clothes.
What?
Okay. So, wait. Human mother?
The human mother, yes. Two humans. Okay, so this is, I went to see it at the Alamo, my favorite theater.
Oh, sure.
Yes. It's a great spot.
On Sunday, we were so excited to see it because it seemed so weird. So it's such a beautiful movie because it was shot in Iceland. So it's a very stark landscape with just these beautiful mountains and these valleys.
Okay.
And then... It's really, I think for the first third of the movie, maybe one page of dialogue or maybe about four lines. So you can't really be, I would warn people, if you're impatient, if you have ADHD, you might not like this movie.
Okay, I am intrigued because I love farm animals.
Okay.
And I mean, they're putting this thing in a
baby carriage.
Baby crib.
A crib, yes. Taking care of it. So it's really mysterious because... they do a lot of, it's really great storytelling because they do not tell you about the history of these two people. You just figure it out through action. So it's like a lot of show don't tell, you know what I mean? Which is what you want to do in a script. It's so much better to show people than telling them and giving them an info dump like, you know, well, we haven't been lucky in childbearing, you know?
Sure.
So you get the idea that they have a sad past. So whenever this baby lamb is born and they're so shocked, you're not sure. Mm-mm. They start raising it inside and you're not sure if it's just the wife, just the mother that sees the lamb as a human.
Yeah, and she's...
And the husband just goes along with it because at first he's kind of like, I don't know. And then you're not sure. So then they're both on board with it. Then you're not sure if it's really a lamb or if it's really a child and it's just a delusion that they're having. Maybe it's some magical, mystical thing from the mountains. A third person enters the story who is the husband's brother. And he completely rejects the total idea at first. Like, you can't, this isn't right. This is
I like that guy.
Okay, that guy is like, no, this is weird. This is weird. So you kind of question yourself the whole time. Yes, Donna, it looks like you have a question.
Yes, I have so many thoughts and questions. What it sounds like to me is a woman who's either suffering from a loss and trying to deal with it by stealing this sheep's baby and raising it because it's the first baby, maybe after something terrible happened to her or a failed pregnancy. And she, because they have lots of sheep.
They must have seen lots of
lambs born.
And there are real life lamb births in this movie. These actors learned how to reach up in there and get it out. And I haven't done that with a lamb, but I have done it with a cow before.
Where you've reached inside of them to help pull the calf out?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
There's got to be some kind of metaphor for this, you know, a sacrificial lamb.
Great. Yes, yes, Donna. Keep going with that.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Donna. Donna, come back to me.
To the Bible or something.
Yeah, yes. So there's this whole thing about, like, I think the overall theme is what is the price that you would pay for happiness? Because it's beautiful dialogue. There are probably maybe 10 pages of dialogue in the whole movie, which is an hour and a half, which technically every page is a minute in your script. So it should be 130 pages, but it's actually probably 10.
Wow.
So they really do a great job. I mean, they work a lot of poetry and storytelling in, so the dialogue is really beautiful. And then there are times that are just so bizarre. You're like, what am I seeing right now?
Yeah, like for instance, if you're having trouble imagining this wherever you're listening, a minute and 5 seconds into the trailer, which I will, against my own judgment, link this up. She is looking at a lamb who is wearing a head flowery thing, like a flower. Mm-hmm. What's that called?
The crown of flowers.
The crown of flowers. And appears to be wearing a pretty nice jacket.
And a nice Norwegian sweater.
Yeah, yes, like yes. The style of this lamb. You put a human head on this lamb, and you're like, that's a well-dressed person.
That's like a J. Crew catalog.
Yes. Now, but then you fast forward a little bit in this trailer, Donna, and there's a point where the mother of the lamb turns and screams,
at the mother.
Go away! Yeah. At the mother lamb, the who's looking lamb. At her through, like, the real lamb.
Who's like, hey, so bitch, sad. Give me my baby back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I there's a lot of stuff back, that happens back. With that.
Chili's.
It's so bizarre. Now, Dawn, what I'm reading here is in the description.
I can't get out
of my baby back.
They discover.
Oh, what are you going to say? They discover
a strange and unnatural newborn in their sheep barn. What was unnatural? You don't have to give it away, but
I mean, it's just the lamb.
So did they not? Why is it unnatural?
Well, that's your
and strange.
That's why you. It's up for you to decide whether or not they're just seeing this as a child or if it's a lamb. And then
this is going to win.
The brother
awards.
Comes into yes, it's beautiful. The brother comes into the picture, and there's all kinds of drama with him. I mean, there is a point where I was like, God, this is bizarre, because he's a rocker. He's a musician. And so they have, he like comes and goes from the family. He's, you know, kind of a vagabond type guy.
Got it.
They have his old drum set in the barn, and they start cleaning out the barn. He goes, wait a minute. He's like, and he gets on the drum set, and he's like playing the drums, like hardcore rock drums, and the lamb is standing there jamming to it. And I was like, what is happening? This is great.
All right, this is bizarre. I will say, though, the soundtrack, you know, I'm a sucker for soundtracks.
Oh, ominous.
The soundtrack's pretty good. I'll play a little bit of it right here.
Yeah.
I'm on my piggyback. I'm on my piggyback.
That poor mama sheep.
Yeah, it's that sad. So I want to say that you will know by the end of the movie whether or not the lamb is just a lamb or if it's actually not a lamb.
You got to tell me.
No.
During the commercial break, you have to tell me.
No.
I can't watch this movie.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You were like, the ending has a WTF moment.
Oh, really? No,
yes.
Done.
What? It's so good. Just go see it. And you have to be patient because there aren't a lot of words. But
how
it
long
is
this?
An hour and a half.
All right. That's at least.
Or 1:46. Sorry.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? And I find it very disturbing. You saw the movie The Lighthouse?
Yes, I loved it.
And a woman basically steals another woman's baby.
Yeah.
And it's funny because depending on who you're watching it with, you've got one person going, well, she's already got three kids. Why? You know, and
wait
it's like,
a minute.
You can't just steal some lady's baby.
Wait a minute. The Lighthouse is Willem Dafoe.
Oh, no,
and
not that
Robert
one.
Pattinson.
And that was good, too. That was good, too.
There's a mermaid with a vagina.
Okay, not that one.
I tuned out. And then I came back in with a trigger word.
Okay, which one? What are you talking
this
about?
This is
then?
The one with the woman who's married to Daniel Craig. Her name, I love playing this game. Our boss loves when we do this too.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Her name is Rachel Weisz.
Oh.
And she's in this, and she's living at a lighthouse with her husband, who takes this gig.
Okay.
It's not as far back in time as The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe. And they try to have a baby, and it doesn't work.
How long ago was it? Is it The Lobster? Is it The Constant Gardener?
Nope.
The Fountain?
Willem Dafoe.
Nope.
No. Disobedience.
You sure it's Willem Dafoe?
No, Willem Dafoe is in The Lighthouse.
Oh, he's in. Now I went down that wrong Rabbit.
The Light Between Oceans.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, The Light Between Oceans from, I don't know.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's from 2016. It's a really good movie. Oh, it's like a period piece.
Yeah.
The guy's a World War I veteran who maintains this lighthouse.
Oh, wow.
With his wife, who's desperate to have a baby. And then her prayers are answered when something happens and this baby shows up.
Lovely.
So, Donna, you might like that.
I might like that, yeah. But yeah. I really highly recommend Lamb. It's going to win Best Foreign Film.
Yeah.
And maybe possibly be in the running for other things.
Like Best Picture.
Yeah.
It's Steve, you're going to have FOMO. Strange.
I don't know.
What if we watched it together?
No, I don't want to do this.
We could watch it right here at work together.
No. You know what? Here's how I'll watch it. Okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
Is it available on streaming, Don?
Not yet.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Here's how we'll watch it. Something that I proposed last week in the Twin Cities live office. So you know what would be fun? We watch a movie together, but in 10-minute increments. 10 minutes. All right, everybody, turn around from your computers. Somebody pulls it up. You watch 10 minutes. Stop it at 10 even. All right, tomorrow, the next 10 minutes.
No, this is going to be like the book club. It's going to take us 2 years to get through it.
By the way,
I mean the read-along.
Yeah, thank you. Hashtag it's not a book club. Well. All right, we'll think about it.